Hello, everybody. This week's parsha is Nitzavim Vayelach. And in the beginning of the parsha of Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu brings Klal Yisrael together, and he puts them, and he tells them the covenant that if you do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good to you, and if you do bad, you're going to have all the different curses that are mentioned in the Sefer Hazeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, I know there may be amongst you a person, a man or a woman, who's going to be Mizbarech Belvava. He's going to say to himself, Shalom Yeli. Nah, everything's going to be fine. And he ignores all these curses. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo yoyve Hashem Salayachle. Hashem will not forgive such a person, and he'll destroy him, etc., etc. Says the Ksav Sefer, wait a second. Why in the world would this guy be forgiven? He didn't do any tshuva. It doesn't say in the pasuk he did tshuva. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu have to come and say, Lo yoyve Hashem Salayachle. Hashem will not forgive him. Why would he be forgiven? Where's forgiveness coming over here? So he explains as follows. Who is this guy, says the Ksav Sefer, who says, Shalom Yili, I'm going to be well off. He says, this guy is a guy who's making a mistake, which unfortunately many Jews throughout the millennia have made. You see, a lot of Jews sat down and they looked at history and they said, you know, the Jewish people, they have a very rough time. They go through persecution after persecution. There's all this anti-Semitism. Everyone hates them. You know what the problem is, say these people. They say the problem is that these Jews, they're this separate nation. They try being separate from everybody else. And that's why they have all these problems. So I'm going to do what I think is smart. Says this fellow, Bishriris Libi Eilich. I'm going to go and do what I think makes sense. And I'm going to go and blend in amongst the Goyim. And that way I'll avoid all these klalis. Shalom Yili. I'm going to finally have peace. No one will know I'm Jewish. I'll change my last name. I won't wear a yarmulke. I'll call myself Joel instead of Yael. And now I'll blend in. And everything's going to be great. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this fellow, you don't understand. Klal Yisrael goes through all these persecutions because they need a kapara. Klal Yisrael, unlike the rest of the nations of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets them have their fill, and when its time is up, all the averes fill up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys them, and they're done. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never done with them, and he gives them a kapara, and this way, ultimately, they get a kapara in this world, and then, L'Yemais HaMashiach and Elam Haba, Klal Yisrael will be around for forever. But you, says Hashem, you the guy who thinks you're going to sneak out of Klal Yisrael and go b'shiras libi and do what you want to do. You know what's going to happen to you, says Hashem? First of all, you're going to get all the Ali Saksuva Sefer Terezah. You're going to have the same persecutions as the rest of Klal Yisrael. You're not going to escape it. Because you're doing Averis and you're acting like a guy. You're going to get the same persecutions of Klal Yisrael because the Goyim won't ever let you forget that you're a Yid. But not only that, Umacha Hashem Eshmayim Itachas Hashemayim, Hashem says, I'll erase your name from the world to come as well. So you're going to get double messed up. Number one is you're going to have all the persecutions of the Jewish people. But number two, lo yoyve Hashem Salayachle, Hashem won't count it as a forgiveness for you. That persecution you suffer won't be a forgiveness for you because you didn't take it as a Jew. You tried hiding from being a Jew. And therefore, you're going to end up messed up in the world to come as well. Yumacha Shemayim Itachas Shemayim. In Shemayim, you're still not going to have that kapara. And therefore, says the Ksav Sefer, that's what Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael. You have to realize there's no way of escaping and saying, I won't be Jewish, I'll stick it out on the side. It doesn't help. You're a Jew, you have to stick it out, you have a responsibility, and you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and everything's going to be great. And if you try to sneak out of it, you're going to end up much worse off. Further on in the Parsha, the Pasuk says that if the Jewish people, God forbid, don't listen to Hashem, and they have to go through a Chorban, through a destruction and exile, the other nations of the world are going to come and see this desolate land and say, what happened? Why did Hashem get so angry at this land? And they're going to say, Allah sher ozvu es bris Hashem, because they forsaken, they left behind the covenant of Hashem, asher karas imam b'hoitzi oisa me'eretz Mitzrayim, the covenant that Hashem kind of set with them when they left Mitzrayim. And it says afterwards, v'yelchu, and they went and they served Elohim Acherim, other gods. So Meshkach wants to know, first of all, why does it specifically say the covenant that they made when they left Mitzrayim? There's many covenants that Klal Yisrael made with Hashem. They made an Arvus Mayav, they're making one right now. There's all these other covenants. Why does it choose specifically the one that they made when they left Mitzrayim? Which covenant is that specifically? And what does that have to do with, and afterwards they go and they serve other foreign gods? The Meshkach explains as follows. He says that, why is Klal Yisrael prohibited from serving other gods? Why is Klal Yisrael so strictly commanded to serve Hashem? He explains because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, designated for every other nation a ministering angel, a malach, a sar, that's in charge of them. Klal Yisrael, there are bonim atem Hashem lekeichem. You are Hashem's children. There's no one in between us and Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly in charge of Klal Yisrael. We have Hashgacha Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a direct relationship with Hashem, and that is why we are never allowed to serve any angels or anything else. We have to talk directly to Hashem. That's one thing we have to know. Number two, says the Medrash Chachma, is the Pasuk tells us in Yirmiyah that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Yerushalmi, made a special covenant with them. And that covenant was on the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, of setting free Jewish slaves at the end of every 6 years, every Ivri who has to go free. And if you don't send them free, says Yirmiyah HaNavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that you're going to have a special punishment. And this is a special covenant Hashem made when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Why now? Why then? Says Medrash Chacham, because when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they became designated as Banim Hashem HaKeichem, they became Hashem's children, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And the reason why a Jew can never really be enslaved, 6 years is considered a service, servitude. Anything more than 6 years is already considered a certain, you know, it's a certain, so to speak, finite, it's a certain kind of length of time which is already considered that he's a long-term slave. A Jew can never become a long-term slave, so that's because a Jew is a son to Hashem. No one can enslave the prince. No one can enslave HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kid. And therefore, the mitzvah of setting free Jewish slaves after 6 years, says Medrash Chachma, is the biggest sign that Klal Yisrael is different, that Klal Yisrael has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're banim to Hashem. Therefore, says Medrash Chachma, comes the parasha and tells us over here that what caused the destruction? What made the Jewish people have to go and be amongst other nations that serve other gods and lose their hashgacha pratis? It's because they didn't treat each other as sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't free the Jewish slaves. They revoked the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with them when they left Mitzrayim. The specific covenant that you can never treat another Jew like somebody who's not a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the more we treat other Jews like their children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us like his own children, and he gives us a Shkachar Pratis, and he takes care of us in a special way. And that, says the Medrash Chacham, is the Pasuk teaching us, that the more we treat another Yid like a Ben, we treat him special, like he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's son, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us like his son, and the more we're Zeicha to Shkachar Pratis. Later on in Parshas Vayelech, we're given the mitzvah of Ata Kisvu Lachem as Hashira Azais, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says that even if a person already has a Sefer Torah from his parents, his father inherited him a Sefer Torah, still is an obligation to write yourself a new Sefer Torah. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains why, and he says, for two very important reasons. Number one, he says, because this way, if you write a new Sefer Torah, then there's going to be two Sefer Torah now, and you can lend one out to somebody else. There's going to be more Sefer Torah around for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah from. But he says another reason. He says, because the reality is, when you have an old Sefer Torah, it's old, it's a little bit yellow, it smells a little bit, it's not as enjoyable to learn from. When you have a brand new, shiny Sefer Torah, clear letters, everything's glossy, it's more geschmack to learn from. Says in Ruach Eliyahu, you see from the Sefer HaChinuch something very important. To us, you tell a guy, you know, you can learn, and you can learn with a little bit more of a geschmack, it's a little bit more enjoyable. Okay, it's a nice thing. He says, here we're being given a mitzvah saseh, a commandment in the Torah, to write a brand new Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah's cost nowadays around $70,000 starting price. A brand new Sefer Torah, why? For that extra geschmack, that little bit more enjoyment you're going to have is worth so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should enjoy learning a little bit more. And the reason is because when a person learns Torah with a geschmack, with enjoyment, with a certain freshness, it goes into him, it makes him a better person, it changes him. And something we can never underestimate, the difference between learning and learning with enjoyment, learning, getting into it, enjoying it, and a freshness, and that makes all the difference. So I want to end off with one last thought. This month of Shabbos, we're going to begin saying Slichas. And generally speaking, we say Slichas in the mornings. Like Shulchan Aruch says, supposed to wake up early, Ba'al Shmiras, at the end of the night, the pre-dawn hours. The minig is, you know, we just wake up a little earlier than usual to say Slichas. It's hard to wake up pre-dawn. But on Matzah Shabbos, the first night of Slichas, we say it by Chatzais. And the question is why? And the place can bring down from Lekha Yesher that he says that the reason is because after Shabbos, a person's in a good mood, a person ate well on Shabbos, he learned well on Shabbos, he davened well on Shabbos, and a person is besimcha. So you want to go into the slichas besimcha. That's what Lekki Yesher says. So I saw the Shuvi Benechzer from Moshe Shapiro, Zatzal. He explains as follows. He says, there's something very unique about slichas. Slichas is based on a medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nis'atev k'shliach tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu kind of wrapped himself in a talis like a shliach tzibur, and he said the yugyo midas harachim, the 13 attributes of mercy, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever there's a problem, whenever there's klai yisrael in a difficult time, do exactly like I did. Be that shliach tzibur and say the yugyo midas. Says the Shuvi Menachze, that the Medrash is telling us is that usually we have a tefillah, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here in slichas, something else happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself like the shliach tzibur, and he, so to speak, said the yugyo midas on our behalf before himself, whatever that means. But says Shuvi Menachze, what that means is that in slichas, when we say the yugyo midas harachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, there amongst us. He's one of the minion. He's a shliach tzibur leading the yugyo midas harachem. And therefore, says the Shuvi Menachze, that it has to be, specifically in this tefillah of slichas, there has to be an attribute of simcha. There has to be a certain joy, because you know the Shekhinah doesn't come down unless a person is besimcha. A person has to be in a good mood, and a person has to be, so to speak, happy and besimcha. And therefore, we make sure on the first night of slichas, when we're joining with HaKadosh Baruch, we want HaKadosh Baruch to be there with us, saying those slichas, that we have to do it in a time where we're in a good mood, or we're happy, or we're excited. And it's an attitude which you have to have when going to the avodah, the service of slichas, is that it's not a thing that we just suffer through. It's a time of extreme simcha because we're getting clean. We're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our chance to fresh up and to pull ourselves out of the mud, and something has to be done with an incredible sense of relief. We have a chance now to come clean and get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to restart and to become fresh. And that should be our attitude going in to the Slichas and to Rosh Hashanah. We should all be zeichet to have a ksima, chesima, tayva, and a good kibbutz. You all have a wonderful Shabbos.